Payroll employment decreased by 33,000 in September, the first negative growth since 2010.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Support for Economic Pulse comes from West End Associates, offering expertise on residential rental brokerage and property management and personal investment real estate consultation. For information, 610-435-9669 or westendassociates.com.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, in September 2017, non-farm payroll employment dropped by 33,000. Hurricanes Irma and Harvey clearly impacted employment in Florida and Texas, causing the first negative growth in employment since 2010. Despite the lower employment level, the rate of unemployment dropped by 0.2% to 4.2%. The lowest rate since 2001. Surprised? Oh, this is purely definitional. It is all in the asking of the question. The employment count is based on the number of paid employees during the week of the survey. In the unemployment-based calculation, a person with a job is counted as employed even if he or she did not go to work and was not paid. The unemployment rate is really not what we think it is. This is a late 1930s model, very clearly designed to underestimate the actual unemployment during the latter part of the Great Depression. Determination of employment is based on if a person has done any work during a given year. And this even doesn't necessarily have to be for pay. This obviously grossly underestimates the unemployment rate. And no administration wants to correct this since it will result in doubling the unemployment rate overnight. Some courageous government employees in the Bureau of Labor Statistics started to calculate the real unemployment rate quietly and strictly for internal use back in the 1990s. And these data became available to researchers after a decade, and nowadays it is published by the BLS. Okay, let's see how many people were really unemployed in September. The total number of officially unemployed was 6.8 million. However, official unemployment does not count all the unemployed. The discouraged and semi-discouraged unemployed ranks account for 1.6 million. However, they are not even counted as part of the labor force. So they are not officially considered as unemployed. And there are another 5.1 million people working part-time that are officially counted as employed. However, they don't think of themselves as such. They have accepted part-time jobs due to economic reasons while still looking for full-time work. Now, when we count all these groups, our real unemployment rate for September becomes 8.3%. This rate is known as U6. The economic impact of the hurricanes, although is nothing in comparison to its human tragedy, is still significant. Rebuilding will create its own jobs and incomes. However, the impact of the huge loss of wages and capital will take a couple of years to recover from. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.